Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
And that was Clemmer making that first contact. Now they go deep right with Cleary. Runs into a cul-de-sac.
Six more.
They get six more anyway, so Cleary knows there's no need rushing anything here. He's just going to take the tackle knowing they've got six more after this. And eventually the Knights, knowing they've already given away six more, they can hold on for as long as they want. As now Kenny. Short pass, Fisher-Harris. The crash play. Knights too good for it. Frizzell down low. Ponga and Jacob Saifidi up top. Kenny throws to the left. Lua. Left foot step. Right foot step around Ponga. Oh, you never see that. Then it comes inside to Burton. And Burton wrapped up by Jacob Saifidi. Oh, this defence is terrific. Now Kenny. To the right to Cleary. Turns it infield to Yo. And Yo, just happy to take his medicine, take the tackle, and set it up for the next play. Ball be played in front of the left upright. Again, the left. Here's Luai. Cut out ball to kick out. Beautiful quick answer to... Oh, he deserves a try. He gets it down with a forward roll. A forward roll with Pike. Now the points are flowing. 22-6, the kick from the sideline.
Gee, that was a well-connected play down that left-hand side. Beautiful hands from Viliami Kikau. We know he can run, but that's just outrageous, Dan, the way that... The way that he just offloaded that ball to Toto in the corner. Lovely lead run again by Matty Burton. Everyone thought he was getting the football, and that held the defensive line up. Toto then just on the outside. Just a beautiful no-look pass. Catch and pass from Big Viliami Kikau. And Toto with a lovely roll in the corner just to put on a little bit of a show for those people in that south-eastern corner. Dan probably didn't need to do it, but he's got. They do call him Showbiz. And we saw a bit of it there. Lovely play by the Panthers again.
He's the form winger in the competition. He's the form winger by a mile in the competition. He'd be the first winger picked in Origin if it was picked tomorrow. He averages 250 metres a game, and he's just so durable, so safe. He's so improved.
How does he have the engine?
It's amazing, Dan. It's amazing.
So Kikau obviously decided, you know what? They're hammering me every time I run it. I'll just pass it. He's got the skills. And Toto. That's his fourth try of the year. By the way, Ream has been building Aussie Tough Water Heaters for Aussie families and Aussie conditions. And we're feeling it tonight. It's just starting to cool down. So if your water does go, make sure you ask your plumber to install the Ream. He's a man of the match tonight, isn't he, Toto? Or is he close? Or
he's very close. I think he is, yeah. I mean, everything starts. Luai's been very good.
Jeez, careful.
Yeah, Burton's been good.
Fisher Harris has been good.
I just showed a replay from a different angle of the Toto forward roll. I don't think Ivan Cleary would want him to do that too many times.
No.
He landed kind of heavily on the back of his head.
Yeah.
Just be a little careful. Cleary, 50, oh, 49 on the tyre power kick predictor. Left side.
Straight between the posts.
Okay. Okay, here he comes now. And what is it, MG?
Straight between the posts.
24-6, 4 minutes to go. Emma Lawrence on the sideline.
Well, look at some of these metres from their back line. 296 from Toho, 250 metres from Dylan Edwards, and Stephen Crichton, 175. They've been getting through a mountain of work, and it took until about the 65th minute mark for them to break away, but they are so good to watch. They're entertainers, this footy side, and no wonder the Panthers fans love it out here.
So they're going to go to 7-0, 14 points, and... The two teams that are just behind them, we've got South. They're 5-1, and Parramatta 5-1. Here's the kickoff, and it's off Penrith hands, but now it has gone forward. It is a knock on. It is a knock on. So
they're going to have a look at that. They're going to challenge that. I don't think anyone really knows what happened there. to be honest, it was a strange kick there from Ponga, and the referee made him get behind the halfway line before he kicked the ball. But does that make any sense? Because he'd have to be behind the line when he kicks the ball. Does it matter if his run-up starts in front of the line, Dan?
No.
You know what I mean?
I think they're looking at Gerds. Musgrove touching it into
Crichton.
I think they've got a point.
Looking to determine a potential knock-on from Penrith?
No, he's not. Musgrove has touched that.
Yeah, it's... Musgrove first.
Yeah, Yeah, that's a Newcastle knock-on, isn't it?
Look like
so he certainly like gets his hand on it first. Then where does it go? Does it go back off him, or does it into Crichton, or does it go forward off him into Crichton?
Well,
goes off him then to Crichton.
The ball has been touched from Braden Musgrove. There's no touch from Stephen Crichton, so the ball is live at this stage.
Okay, so well, then
well, it's, he's knocked it on.
Well, he's saying that it's gone back.
He's knocked it on anyway, so it's a live ball. Now it's near the sideline. It's 24-6, by the way.
What these captain's challenges are, but are a sad reminder of what we used to go through with the bunker every time it was try scored.
Now Martin has kept it in.
Does he go out?
So that's what I mean.
Or not.
This is what I mean for the replays. Like, come on.
This is like the last minute of an NBA game.
Come
on. It's just timeout.
Yep.
The referee has blown his whistle. We have a mutual infringement.
Okay. A mutual infringement.
So does that mean they kick off again?
I've never heard that before.
I think it's a Penrith play the ball.
The challenge is successful.
Yeah, I think it's a Penrith play the ball from the spot of the original contest.
A mutual infringement. There we go.
So everyone's learning you're on the right.
Everybody's scratching their head.
Okay, refs, you tell us.
Charlie Staines plays the ball where he
To play the ball.
You just play it, Charlie.
Yep.
Bunny scratch.
One, two, three.
And they're telling whoever decided to challenge it, buddy, if you shut your mouth, we'd be finished by now. There's only 3 minutes 30 to go.
I know.
18 the margin. So here's Crichton. Just hitting it up here for Penrith.
Well, I think Penrith have established their centre pairing. Crichton and Burton. I know we got Nathan there waiting in the wings, but gee, these two tonight, Crichton's involvement's been great. Em just spoke about his metres, and you're not moving Burton away from Luai. Kickout on the left-hand side.
Morawski's worst thing he could have done was get suspended.
So here's a little chip kick from Cleary, and he's coming through on the chase, but the bounce sits up nicely for Best. And Bradman Best. I mean, his night, but Cleary almost ripped it out of his hands. He had two or three goes at that, but Best holds on. So 3 minutes to go, and it's Penrith now 24-6. Yeah, it's a bit chilly, Gerds. I've just got
a big jacket on.
Big jacket.
I thought you were just ready to leave. You drop the mic and go.
Hey, you want to... MG, call the last 3 minutes.
Go. Gerds, time.
No, I've got a big weekend ahead. I don't want to lose my voice.
You.
Mate, I've got to do tomorrow night. I've got a thing on Saturday. I'm working on Sunday.
I said MG, you call it. He threw it to you straight away.
I've got to drive home for 2 hours tonight.
Oh, please.
Go down.
Here's Ponga at the line. Lovely pass to Best. Keeps it going to Barnett. And Barnett's wrapped up. They deserve a try, Newcastle.
No, they don't.
Fair enough. 16 metres out. Green away to Mann. Mann rolls in a kick. Oh, that's a terrible kick.
No, the kicking out of that.
Swallowed up. Fair point. Swallowed up by Dylan Edwards.
It's a real big divide tonight watching these two teams live. How much in front Penrith are as a rugby league team. And it's only little percenters. You know, Newcastle could be there, but they've just got to be more consistent in the 80 minutes.
It was always going to be interesting tonight to see how Newcastle were going to break Penrith down defensively. You know, Caelan Ponga, you know, individually on the back of, you know, a quick play the ball can create some problems. But if you've got a good defensive side that are going to be focused on Caelan Ponga, you're going to need other people that can create opportunities. And so far tonight, Kurt Mann, we saw, has done some nice things, but probably not often enough. We haven't seen Best get the football enough. And
Burton puts up a wicked bomb. Bouncing. Taken by Staines, 15 out, but he goes to ground. Sorry, Gerds, change over.
And their kicking game on the other part, when they've got into those areas, at least that's another way you can, you know, you can put in some attacking opportunities. You can put some balls up for your outside men to go through and try and challenge and come away with some points. But the half a dozen or so kicks they've had in that range, they just haven't nailed. So moving forward, you just got to think against the better sides. They need to discover ways to break them down defensively, because tonight they just really haven't troubling the scorekeeper at all.
You know what you should get for your 2 hour drive home, Gerds?
What?
The McSpicy Burger, because it has serious kick. get it as part of your footy food.
I love chili. You like chili, Dan?
No.
I love chili.
So that's why I like the Palmy Burger, not the McSpicy.
I've seen it all now.
A little chip kick there, and Daniel Saifidi. Was he the one that kicked it?
No, it was Blake Green. But
Daniel Saifidi was the man chasing him. He almost took it.
Yeah.
15 seconds to go. Penrith now.
Nathan, field goal.
Yep. Here it is.
So here's Toto. And that's going to... He's going to win at about 290 metres, Brian Toho. Last play of the game. Ah, Cleary jumps to the left. Kenny just goes himself. They've had enough. They've got the win. Almost a shutout again. Ah, Penrith, you've got to be so good to beat them. 24-6, seven in a row, 22 regular season games in a row. 22 in a row. And the Knights, three wins and four losses. Pretty decent performance from them, but no match in the end for Penrith. Who? Oh, here we go. Now, MG, I'm gonna, you got to sing this song. You too, Gerds. Come on.
Mr. Pataco hurts you, and tomorrow you'll be sore. Don't know the rest of that little verse, but I'll hum along with my girl.
Here we go.
Go the mighty Panthers. Let's put them to the test.
290 metres for tonight, Dan. Incredible. 28 runs.
Be the best.
They're huge numbers. Huge numbers for a guy on the
wing. Every time, I think Dan called his name 150 times tonight. Like, every time there was something happening in the game, Brian Toho's name was called.
Yeah, well, that might have been Toho.
Oh, it could have been. So maybe 58.
There's a lot anyway.
Yeah.
So I can see Emma there organising a player or two, so we'll have someone joining us shortly here on Triple M Footy. Is that Brian Toho about to join us? Well, what a guy. He must be. How's he going to have the energy to talk? Emma Lawrence, take it away.
I don't know. He looks pretty buggered. Brian Toho, congratulations on the win. How are you feeling? Almost 300 metres there for you.
Felt pretty good to get the win tonight. As you can see, my hair is like everywhere, so it was a very busy night for myself and the boys, so yeah, really happy to get the win.
Don't worry, the hair is still looking fabulous. Talk me through, Ivan was probably a bit nervous when you did that somersault at the end there, always some fancy put-downs.
Yeah, I thought I'd break my back, but thank the Lord for protecting me to get the ball down, but full credit to the boys to set that up, and all I had to do was just put the ball down.
And what about that combo you've got going with Birdo and Lua? It's like a sixth sense you guys have with each other.
Yeah, no, Birdo, he's really buying into the culture, especially for the left side. So, big rats to Birdo. Big job for him as well, especially for the left side. And, we always fall on Raymond to do his thing, and we'll back him up on that.
And Birdo's not even a centre. He's just a natural footy player, isn't he? He could probably play in the middle. Is that good?
Yeah, I told him he can play front row. So.
What do you reckon Ivan would be most pleased about? I mean, you're throwing the footy around. At times it looks like you're playing park footy, but defensively, very impressive too. Is that what Ivan will be most impressed with?
Yeah, I think we base our culture around defence. Defence wins games. So, tonight was really, really tough, and I really tested our defence. So, really happy with that.
So good to watch you guys undefeated. Congratulations. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Em. Thank you, Brian. Toll, if he's not careful, he'll end up in the front row the way he's going. Penrith's defence, 7 weeks. 0-0, 10-6, 10-12-6.
I tell you, with rugby league games, Dan.
That's incredible. So that's, 44 points in seven games. That's just over six per game. They've got Manly next week in Bathurst, then Penrith here. What about the game of the year? It's 2 o'clock on a Sunday. I think I brought this up last week. Penrith South, Dubbo.
Dubbo.
Apex Oval in Dubbo at 2 o'clock.
That'll be a good one.
Good for them. They get a game
when's
of that
is
caliber.
Latrell back for that?
Round 11, yes, just.
It is just.
Okay. Nathan Cleary with you, Emma Lawrence.
Nathan, congratulations. What was the most impressive thing about that performance?
Yeah, I'm not too sure. I think there are a lot of good things. I thought Knights played really well in that first half. It was kind of a seesaw and affair, but just to stick with the plan and, keep moving forward. I think early in that second half, it felt like we had the upper hand, but we weren't scoring points. But, we didn't go away from it. We kept knocking the door down and lucky enough to get the win.
What about your back five? I mean, Dylan, 250 metres on return. Brian Toho, almost 300. They're something special, aren't they?
Oh, they're outstanding. they get through so much work. And, you turn around when a kick goes in, you're like, oh, who's going to take the carry? Then Dylan, Bizzer and always there. And then, they just work really well with each other as well. And it's a pleasure to have Dylan back out there tonight.
Good was that set move, Yowie to Dylan. It must have been really impressive to pull that off. We all thought it was going left to kick out there.
Yeah, we've been working on that one for a few weeks, so it was good to finally get it into a game. And all the boys loved that one. It was really good.
All right, thanks so much, Nate. Enjoy the weekend. Appreciate your time.
Cheers, thanks, Emma.
Thank you, guys. I got an idea for Emma or whoever's doing the solo, because we can't ask questions anymore because of the COVID thing. It's like there's a
can't put headphones on.
Can't put headphones on them, right? Yeah.
We should give whoever the sideline person is a question, but it's a really weird question.
or we've got to ask, we've got to put our questions in before the game starts. And it could go to any, whoever she speaks to. She's got to pull it out of the hat and say, this one's from MG.
So we get Blake what Green is, on. That's you, a, what congratulations what on
you,
the win.
Why did you cut your hair like that? Like
that. Anyway, keep the ideas flowing through here at @MMM_. NRL. We've got to take a break. We'll come back. I'm going to ask you blokes a question on the other side of this. Can Penrith go 24-0? I know that's a silly... It seems they went 18-1 last year. Can they go 24-0? We'll get their take on that right after this. Triple M rocking Thursday night footy. Penrith over Newcastle 24-6.
The Triple M NRL play of the day.
Tuo and Edwards. Tua in just his 13th game has made a statement. What a try. Don't get in Stafford Tua's way.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
So the Panthers back to a 4-point lead on the NRL Premiership ladder. Obviously all the other teams, bar Newcastle, have a game in hand. South on 10, Parramatta on 10. South this week have Gold Coast, that's no gimme, up there tomorrow. You'll have that call tomorrow, Gerds and MG with Maroon. That's a beauty.
It's a good one.
Parramatta have the Broncos. You would expect they would have that covered, but hey, look what the Broncos did last week, and it's strange venue, Darwin.
Absolutely.
Parramatta's been in the news this week. One of their players filmed.
Will it be a distraction?
Yeah, so you never know. And Melbourne and the Roosters and the Dragons all on 8, but Penrith flying. What's more likely, MG? This sounds like a question you do on the rush hour, actually. It's a nice little condensed. Penrith 24-0 or Canterbury 0-24?
What's the most likely?
So Penrith is 7-0, Canterbury obviously 0-6.
I would have to say, I don't think Penrith will go through undefeated. If I've got to pick one, I'd say the Dogs. But I don't believe they'll go through and not win a game either. But that's most likely.
But Penrith are going to get better, Dan, because Appy Coruscant is a different player to Mitch Kenny. Now, Mitch Kenny's held the fort, done a really good job. Appy Coruscant adds another attacking option through the middle of the field. And especially, you know, we haven't seen a lot of Appy since the rules have been changed this year. And we saw Harry Grant when he first came back in, the impact he had for Melbourne. It's going to be interesting to see how much of an effect Appy Coruscant has on the way Penrith attack. And defensively, he's just a guy that he's just chopping down trees in the middle all day. So they're going to get better, but they play Melbourne. They're going to go through Origin, Penrith.
And I was about to bring that up.
And they're going to have four or five, maybe six players involved in that series.
Cleary, To'o,
Yo. Oh, maybe Luai.
Yo, definitely.
Luai's a chance.
Possibly.
Capewell.
Capewell for Queensland.
Yep.
So that's five.
So that's five. So, you know, that period is going to be tough for them, regardless.
Yeah. They've got to have a lull. But maybe these last 2 weeks have been a lull.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the scary thing.
That's exactly right.
All right. Well, anyway, it's good to talk about, but, yeah, of course, extremely unlikely. Newcastle. Boy, what do you make of them, Gerds? That's four losses out of their last five. Geez, they tried hard tonight, but obviously lacking serious polish with three players out.
Spoke about at the back end of the call there, Dan. You know, they need to find a way to score points against better opposition. It looks to me like the foundation's been set. The standards are now being set over the last couple of weeks. They'll come off tonight and they'll be able to hold their head high, but they didn't come away with the 2 points, and that's an issue for them. So they need to find other attacking options there. They can't just rely on Kalen all the time, especially against the clubs where, you know, they're not winning that battle in the middle of the field. But I thought their forwards were good tonight. They put up a really good fight against an informed Penrith pack. And the difference, again, was probably the playmakers and their kicking game and the way that Penrith sort of get around the field. But defensively tonight, you couldn't... Even though they, in the end, leaked 24 points, you think about the tries that were and how hard Penrith had to work to get the points. I think Newcastle can be pretty proud of that.
Kooky question, MG. So yep. To'o scored his fourth try. Burton scored his fourth try for the year.
Yep.
They joined which two Penrith players as their top try scorers this year?
Kikau.
Gang, yes.
And Charlie Staines.
Kurt Capel.
Kurt Capel.
Isn't that weird that their two top try scorers are back rowers? Anyway, they're all scoring tries tonight. Not tonight, but through the first couple of months. We've got to go, gents.
Been good.
Fantastic. Well done tonight,
well done. That was fun. That was good to be here at Penrith.
Oh, it's a great atmosphere.
Good atmosphere. Anzac weekend. Great rugby league coming.
Let's not forget.
And don't forget tomorrow, Gold Coast South live right here from just before 6 o'clock. Grant coming through. Grant leads the race. Grant scores. Oh, he's done brilliantly. He was held back as well. And he still managed to grab it and get it down. Left side play. Lewis, beautiful pass to Burton. That is a thing of beauty. He held it out in front of him, Lewis, as if he was going to kick. And then he just threw an absolutely magical pass to Burton. To'o and Edwards. Oh! Edwards out of the way with a big fan. What a move.
Don't argue.
And Stafford To'o in just his 13th game has made a statement. What a try. As Cleary kicks high across the face of goal. Crichton waiting. Oh! Brayden Musgrove has gone up like Warren Kappa and taken it on the full hands well above his head. But they go to short right. As Yo, inside pass. Oh, that's a brilliant play. Dylan Edwards ducks under and gets over. A set play. They had Lewis sprint over to the right. Newcastle were looking at him. Cleary was sprinting on the other side. The defence was looking at him. They forgot about Dylan Edwards, who just tunnel-balled his way to the line. Here's Lewis. Cut out ball to kick out. Beautiful quick answer. To'o. He deserves a try. He gets it down with a forward roll. Ah, Penrith, you've got to be so good to beat them. 24-6, seven in a row, 22 regular season games in a row.
Triple M NRL game highlights for Qualify Me. Fast track your qualification using your experience. Let Qualify Me qualify you today. Visit qualifyme.com.au.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.